Well, I know we're gearing up state tennis here in a couple of days. I think pairings, I know Todd and Coach Weimer's come out, I do believe, tomorrow. It's been another great spring of Elkhorn North tennis. Man, you're going for, what, fourth straight Class B title? The big question, can this team do it? Can they win the fourth straight?
Well, I mean, I believe we can, but it's not like it was the past 2 years for us. So, in 3 years ago was our first championship, and it was like a wide open field where there's a lot of teams in it, and we happened to narrowly get a victory. And then the next 2 years, we had all the players back. We didn't really graduate many, and so we had solid victories. But this year, from the previous year, we lost all of our doubles players, and both doubles teams won state championships last year. And so we had to bring in like four new players in our top six, and they've filled the positions really well. But it's has the feel of how it was 3 years ago, where there's about like roughly five teams, all with a great shot to win the state championship. So do I think we can? Absolutely, I know we can, but there's a lot of teams in it. It's wide open again this year.
I'm sure those doubles kids, the kids in doubles this year playing for you, excited about the opportunity. I mean, they've waived their chance behind those seniors, and, you know, as you've kind of said a little bit, they're playing, I take it, they've stepped right in and done the job this year, haven't they?
They have, yeah. And so, look, with our team, we're built this year on depth. Like, we're good 1 through 6. You know, I assume when the seeding comes out, we'll be, you know, we have Aubrey Pompakti at singles. She's our returner at the same position last year, and she's doing a great job. She got runner-up last year. And then with all these new players, you know, we're going to get seeded around the 5 area, give or take. So all of those seeds are going to give us a chance to go deep. And, you know, without much varsity experience, a lot of these players are seniors. Like, we've got, out of our 4 new players, 1's a junior and 3 are seniors. So this is their chance. And they've stepped in and they've grown throughout the season. And I really feel like we're playing well at the right time. So I'm proud of the way that they've worked. And it'll be fun to see how they do on Thursday and Friday.
I take it the future looks bright. You've got some promising talent on the way up.
So once again, we lose 4 seniors again. So we lost 4 seniors last year and 4 seniors this year. And so, but we believe that our program's built on depth and getting those JV players and even reserve players ready. And so we're going to have to fill huge gaps again. So, but we have great kids who work really hard, and I think we can fill those gaps and be a solid program next year. It'll be probably our last year in Class B next year. In 2 years, we're probably transitioning to Class A, so it'll be even a greater challenge in a couple years. So, but yeah, I have confidence in our players.
Coach, it seems like every year, and I talk with Matt about this as well, it's, you know, the Scuts, Elkhorn North, you know, GICC out here, Wes McCook, and the same program just every year. That's who it's at the top of the list.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, it's because I feel like those teams, they do a good job of building a program and not just hoping to cash in on 1 year. And, you know, they do a good job of developing their players. Yeah, this year, when I'm looking at the teams that really have a great chance, like you said, Grand Island Central Catholic, McCook, they're consistent every year. Us, Scott, Duchenne, and then a new program in there, Gretna East, has got a really great chance. So there's a lot of teams that, you know, yes, consistency year to year, but there's a lot of teams with a chance. And I really think it's just going to come down to, you know, it's less predictable. Who wins the close matches? I mean, it could come down to a point or two, dividing not just 2 teams, a few teams. So, yeah.
Coach, you send a lot of kids after high school. Do you go on to play a little college tennis? Have you had some of those players?
You know, surprisingly for our program, we haven't had that many, like, go on to play college tennis. And I think a lot of that's built, you know, our program's built on multi-sports. We have a lot of multi-sport athletes. So, like, for example, the 4 new players on our girls' program, their primary sport is actually not tennis. 2 of them, their primary sport's volleyball, and the other 2, it's softball. So a lot of them are just, you know, what we try to do is get athletes to try tennis, and we just try to teach them the fundamentals and technique and strategy of tennis specifically. And so we've only had one player go on to play college tennis in our program. So actually, no, and none of the seniors this year are planning on doing it. So we just try to take advantage of getting good kids and good athletes to play, and if they decide to play afterwards, it's up to them.